Now, a guy in Somerset is absolutely raging after his dog chewed through his Aston Martin. Yes, the real Aston Martin, worth about £80,000. It decided just to have its lunch on the wheel arch, completely destroyed it, about £3,000 worth of damage. He wasn't happy. My cat pooed on a brand new silk dress, which happened to be on my bed after he got locked in accidentally. And your rabbit chewed all the cables behind your DVD player.
Well, I liked it. It was a nice DVD player. Hello to Claire Aitchison, who got in touch and said, our terrier puppy eats everything. Every time he goes to the loo, it's like a Kinder surprise. That's horrendous. Hi to Lisa Stewart, who says, our dog thinks the letterbox is an automatic toy dispenser. DVDs from Love Film, birthday cards with checks inside destroyed.
Oh,
not so bothered
hilarious.
About the bills, though, she says. Yeah, that's good. I could do with something to chew up my bills. Well, we do one more. I think we've got loads of these coming in. Nicola Murphy says, when my dog was a puppy, she used to go into the laundry basket to destroy my underwear. We'd never take anyone else's, only mine.
Oh, yeah. You see, that's it. Obviously, the certain kind of feminine scent was obviously very keen on that.
They know, don't they?
It is. And I think we've all come a cropper at some point. So if you've got a story to tell, if you've got a pet that's just completely gone through your house like a bulldozer, then get in touch.
I did laugh. We got one text then that said, I don't blame a dog for eating the wheel arches on the guy's Aston Martin. They are tasty cars, after all.
Ah, very good. Megan's been in touch. Said, I was 6 and I was given a cashmere shawl, which I loved. Had it for years. Until one day I came home and found my Siamese cat had eaten all of it. The whole shawl. That's not good for it, is it?
Oh,
because I've never had cashmere since. I'm hoping the cat's still around, but she doesn't say. And this is a great one. It simply says, we used to have a golden lab called Monty. We also used to have a wicker sofa set. Right, I get the drift.
The wicker sofa set is now in Monty.
Yeah.
Let's grab a quick call. Fourth one, hello.
Good morning, are you running with the pets?
Yes.
My very first Clark Lab years and years ago, we went out on two different occasions. First time we came home and the tumble dryer was in the dining room. He had moved a complete washing machine sized tumble dryer and bit the cable off of it and left about an inch in the back of a tumble dryer, and the thing was plugged in.
Now, the last time I moved house, I had to get two removal men to lift my tumble dryer. Your dog did it himself.
And then another time we came home, he had eaten a hole in the plasterboard that big that I could have crawled through into the next room.
Oh!
Is he still doing these things now, or has he calmed down a bit?
No, unfortunately, he's passed away.
Oh, that's
so,
a shame.
We took him to the vet thinking, well, he could be poisoned eating the plasterboard. And the vet says, don't worry about him, because there are vitamins in plasterboard, so that's why he's been eating so much.
Brilliant, thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Boogie in the Morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.1.